Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Miss Karen Powell, how are you doing?
I'm great. And how about yourself?
I'm delightful. Here in your lovely home. Thank you for having me. It's
well, thank you
great
for having me.
And happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it being Mother's Day weekend, we wanted to do a Mother's Day feature on Berg Vivant and talk to a Pittsburgh mom, and which you certainly are. Your son, Christopher, is a music administrator with Pittsburgh Opera. And as such, you have gotten to know a lot of performers and artists and administrators within the Pittsburgh cultural scene. And in so many ways that a lot of them sort of feel like you're a second mom to them. So you're certainly a motherly figure in the Pittsburgh cultural scene. How does that feel?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Indeed. Your accent is lovely. What is that, Squirrel Hill?
No, actually not. Actually, it's German.
Yeah, so yeah. When did you come to America?
Many, many years ago. And I had relatives in this country when I first set foot here. And it was actually in Passaic, New Jersey. And I wasn't particularly crazy about it.
Well,
so
Pittsburgh is honored to have.
Yeah, I just, spread out and came to Pittsburgh right into the, and have been here ever since. And I found out that Pittsburgh is a city that you're not particularly in love with, but it grows on you. just try to take a little vacation away somewhere else.
And it always calls you back.
Yes, it does indeed.
What do you love about this city?
Oh, first of all these years, it's been now over 50 some years that I am here in Pittsburgh itself. And how it has changed for the better, of course. And keeps on changing. And what I like about is the people. They had a great deal to do with it that I stayed particularly here. Mm. They were very friendly, very welcoming, and particularly helping me along in the English language, which I really, really had a few little boo-boos, which I didn't realize, but they were very, very kind and helped me along, and here I am.
Here you are. I think, like I said, your accent is lovely.
Oh, thank you.
You are one of the most delightful people that I have ever met, sincerely. And I think, as I said, I think a lot of people in the cultural sector share that opinion of you, you know. You've got a lot of friends out there that are artists and musicians and things that you've, like I said, been a sort of a motherly figure to. They really appreciate you.
And I appreciate them because to them, you're absolutely right. I'm not just a stranger.
Right.
They open their arm and say, "Hi, Mom, how are you?" And I'm loving it.
Indeed.
Yes.
So what does it mean to you to be a Pittsburgh mom? What makes you proud to be a mother?
Oh, my son.
Christopher.
Son. Yeah, my son, Christopher. And I have so much joy and so much fun and so much love that he gives to me. And I feel so blessed to have him in my life.
I think he would say the same about you.
Oh, I hope so. The little rascal.
We're getting a little misty here.
I took it very, very serious to be a mom. Mm. And anybody saying to me, mom, or even younger people comparing me to their mom, mm. it is the greatest compliment that can come my way.
Oh, yeah.
Because it takes a lot of trust and confidence from the other person towards me. And a lot of them come and confide in me, and it's sometimes very emotional, but I am there.
Indeed.
And that's the most important thing, you know, so there's not really that much to add to it except, you know, I enjoy being a mother.
And I think you do it with style.
Yeah,
Your hair is gorgeous. Who does your hair? It's flawless.
Oh my God. Somewhere downtown in Pittsburgh.
it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Now, have you ever heard of Pittsburgh Dad? What do you think of Pittsburgh Dad?
It is hysterical.
You've seen it?
I know very little about it.
I'm going to bring it up on the computer. Let's take a look.
Yeah.
And then I wonder if you, maybe we can give you a show like this.
Woohoo. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Now, he's a funny guy. Let's see. I hope I have battery life here.
That is all the Pittsburghese talk.
Right, right.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. When first I heard it, I thought I had to learn English all over again.
When you first heard Pittsburghese.
Yeah.
You know, it's its own kind of English,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I think every city, every country has their own dialects, mm-hmm. you know, and some sound nice and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
But Pittsburgh, that's odd. That's strange.
Oh, I might not be able to get Wi-Fi here.
It's okay. I have an idea what you mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's put it this way. I never got past the word yuns.
Yins.
Yins. See, I can't even say this properly. It's hysterical,
Yeah. Some people do say yuns, but yins.
Yeah.
Is there a German expression that's sort of yins-like?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I am from Berlin.
Mm.
And, of course, a lot of people will know that the Berliners have a very particular accent. And, so do other cities, Hamburg, Frankfurt, wherever you go, they all have their own way of talking, you know. And but the Berliners, they are more more heart. Everything they say, they do, it's all heart, you know. So they have a lot of expressions for a lot of things. And so let's just leave it at that.
Always a lady. Yes, you're very polite. We love it, indeed. Now, when you lived in Berlin, it was a tough time.
Yes.
Historically.
Yes.
There. And I think, you know, there's few that can speak to, you know, the experiences that you had while you were there. How do you reflect upon that at this point in your life?
You know, I was just a little child when all this happened, you know, the war and everything, losses of family members as well as survivors such as I am. And I have seen both sides of life. War is hell. And nobody wins, really. And you saw the devastation in... It's very hard to talk about it, you know? And then coming to America, this whole thing, it is like heaven opens up from that, what you had experienced. It is like a new world. It is like, you know, I am free.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of Pittsburghers share that mentality, having, you know, immigrated to the United States, but Pittsburgh especially, really was a melting pot with, you know, the steel industry employing workers from all over the world. I think that's very indicative of a Pittsburgh experience at that time. And for you to speak so fondly about this city now as not only an American, but a Pittsburgher.
It is home.
Yeah.
It is home, and I love it with all my heart. And I can't imagine me going anywhere else.
So what do you like to do out in the city for fun?
Oh, various things. Mm-hmm.
You're a lady about town.
I go around and I go about, I go shopping, and I see friends.
Good.
And, of course, once a week I get my hair done.
Yeah.
Very important. Mm. And, of course, most importantly, I love the arts. Mm-hmm. With all my heart, even though as bad as things were at the time when I grew up. But my mother was a fantastic singer. And so therefore, And so therefore, we were right from little on educated with music, because sometimes a song is all she had because there was no food. So therefore, music brings me very, very close. You know, the opera, the symphony, it brings me very, very close. And I have a wonderful freedom and outlet in that.
Great. Now, do you yourself carry a tune every now and then?
Once in a while I do.
Yeah?
And, this is ridiculous, but when I sweep my floors, my rugs, and I have Luciano Pavarotti's music on.
Oh,
okay.
Pavarotti's good to vacuum by.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm singing along and I said, "Down, I'm good."
What's a tune that we would both know? I'm trying to think. What do you
Vanessa Dorma.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not operatic. But yeah. What's a tune that we could do?
A classical tune.
Yeah, or maybe like a popular '30s, '40s tune.
Oh.
I want to get us singing.
Oh, you want me to sing?
Yes, I
want
to sing with you.
Oh, good heavens! I have a stuffed up nose, you know.
Well, I've had 3 martinis, so we're about even.
Oh, you have? Okay. I don't know. I really don't know which.
What
so
about
many
maybe
other.
A well-known German song?
Oh, my. Drinking songs.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah. What's a good drinking song, you know?
Drink, Brüderlein, drink, drink, brother, drink up,
How's it go? Let's try that
one. But I really don't want to sing today.
Oh, okay.
If you don't mind.
Oh, I don't.
Okay.
I'll sing later.
We sing later after the martini.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear you're a big Steelers fan.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I am. And in particular, if I can say so, Troy Polamalu. I love it when he flies through that air into that crowd, unbelievable.
You both got great hair, you and Troy Polamalu.
He has wonderful hair. Mm. And I mean, the envy of every woman, I think. He's fantastic. So I do enjoy very, very much.
He should go to your stylist and maybe get it done up sometime. Yeah.
Well, maybe he should.
The Karen Powell is going to catch on. You're a trendsetter.
And anyhow, I do enjoy the Steelers. I watched the Steelers. Oh, my God. I think it's way before you were even born. That when Bobby Lane was quarterback and the Steeler games were out in Forbes Field.
Mm-hmm.
And my first game. I had no idea what I'm seeing. I just went. I was very adventurous, you know.
Now, had you seen any football prior to that? Or was football in the sports?
Never. I just heard about it, and I said, I need to see this.
Mm.
And so I went. And then, of course, so this guy is running with this ball clear across the field. And I'm jumping up and cheering. And I was the wrong guy. It was a New York Giant.
Ah.
It wasn't a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Well, you've made up for that, though.
Oh, I have indeed, But that's how you learn what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy it tremendously.
Do you get into the games on TV now?
Yes.
Hooting and hollering, shouting?
I don't get that carried away, but I watch especially when Peyton Manning played, because I met him when I was a conscious in the Renaissance.
Oh, you met him?
Oh, yeah.
Mm, you and Peyton Manning go.
Well, listen,
have a history here.
Oh, he is too much of a gentleman.
Yeah. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
Do you guys keep in touch?
No. Delightful person. A perfect gentleman.
But no Steeler.
It's okay. Once in a while, you're allowed to cheat.
Well, we won't tell Troy.
Oh, we won't tell
Troy.
We won't tell Troy. You got it. Absolutely right.
Oh, my. Wonderful. Do you see yourself here for always? Always a Pittsburgher?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, my roots are here. they're definitely here. And I have, of course, my son here. And if he should move to another city ever, I don't know how things will go in his life, you know, then I cannot really see myself moving away. I have the house here, you know, and
lovely.
And I have good friends.
That's what counts. Pittsburgh, to me, is really about the people.
It is indeed.
And everyone's got a wonderful story, and what better example than you chatting with you here today, you know? Do you think Pittsburgh is a good city to raise a family?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
What's wrong with it? I don't see anything wrong with that, because it totally depends on a parent, how you raise your child. You can be in a very, you can be, Charleston, South Carolina, very romantic, very beautiful city, well-behaved, everything. And I say it sort of depends on a parent. Doesn't matter where you are, because you can come from very, very poor. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're raised properly, anywhere your head is home, where you hang your hat, as you say so beautifully. Mm-hmm.
And you've clearly done a good job.
Thank you. It's hard work.
So what advice might you have for young parents today? Because kids these days can be a little unruly.
I hope I don't make any enemies, but let's put it this way. Let your children know, number one, that you love them. Even if you have to discipline them, it is hard. It is harder on a parent to discipline your child than it is for the child in itself. But it learns. It will learn. And you always are the teacher. And even when you're, it doesn't matter whether it is out of a rich neighborhood or poor neighborhood. A child is a child, and it needs the guidance of a parent, always, whatever may come, whatever happen. And I have done this with my own. And the children, they'll come forward and say, I don't like you, and blah, blah, blah. And it happens. It's all part of it. Mm-hmm. But just let them know you are there for them. You won't desert them ever, and that you are their mom, and that you love them above all. That's all they need. That's all they need,
Well said.
And once in a while, a little chocolate.
Good.
And that goes with it.
Indeed.
The little treat,
Now, you've brought a little note. Was this something that you wanted to share with us today, or?
Oh, coming to, about... Well, how should I say? It was an Easter, and Christopher wrote me, my son wrote me a note, and with this gorgeous, beautiful flower on it, And it was so unexpected, and I was so overwhelmed by it, how he described me as a mother, his mom. And I myself, I can't even read that. But would you do me the honor?
Of course. I would be honored.
Yeah. Would you please read this, what he said to me?
Certainly.
In this note. And I think no child could ever on this earth express himself more than this.
Easter 2005.
Yes.
Dear Mom, in so many ways... You are like this flower, in full bloom so everyone can see your beauty, delicate and sensitive, both affected by the world around and affecting the world around, renewing itself daily, changing seasons, always holding a promise that the time to bloom is right around the corner, or here, that the chance to flower takes care and the right conditions, making the payoff smell sweeter. In these ways, and so many now, you are a garden full of this beauty. I hope this season brings you the happiness you always give others and the strength to renew yourself in the spirit of Easter. Love always, Christopher.
Isn't it beautiful?
That is beautiful.
Oh my God.
Can you frame this?
It is on my night table. And even when I get a little sad at times, I look at it.
That's wonderful.
And I cheer up. It's sunshine in my life.
A mother through her son's eyes. Yes, you are a flower. Yeah. And how beautiful. Look at this. Look at your bracelet, too. It's almost matching.
Oh, yeah. I got that in Charleston.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are a radiant flower, Miss Karen Powell. You are indeed. You are a Pittsburgh mother.
Oh, thank you.
Radiant, beautiful, and always in
thank
bloom.
Thank you. You handsome little one.
Ooh, mamacita. Cheers to you, my dear, and happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was lovely.
Oh, this stuff is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing but the best. Top shelf for you, my dear.
Thank you.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.